Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of April, recording at 9:30 p.m. and that's British summer time. Now, let's look at today's highlights. You remember from last night's audio, I mentioned that Apple's after-hours earnings and the dividend increase and the split that was announced, and most importantly of all, the additional $30 billion that they threw into the share buyback program had caused the share to surge higher in after-hours trading. Well, although today the NASDAQ could not hold all of its gains, Apple did, and it closed here tonight at 567.77, and that is up $43, and it's also a clear break above the February and March highs near 550. So a significantly big move, and people are optimistic about the year-end announcements in terms of product developments. Let's hope so. We'll see. Okay. What else happened in these markets? Today, Wall Street closed absolutely flat on the Dow. The S&P was up a little bit here at 0.17 of a percent. NASDAQ half a point higher, but it had been up over 1% early on in the day. Now, European indices mostly closed firmer. The small exceptions were Switzerland and also Holland. The top gain in Europe seems to have been the Italian market again, up 0.66%. Now, in Asia Pacific, we had a mixed day. Japan was a little bit weaker on a slightly firmer yen. Now, that's currently trading at 102.30. So that's down 0.24 against the U.S. dollar today. Hong Kong was a little firmer, up a quarter of a point. Australia also a little firmer in here today, but similar size gain. China, Shanghai, A-shares down half a percent here, so still a little bit of a retreat here following that good rally earlier in the month. India, can't stop it, the fatal words, another new high today, up over half a percent. And those are the main highlights in that mixed Asia setting. There's more drama elsewhere. Now, precious metals, they've been quite soft recently, and one of the reasons is a Goldman Sachs, and I can't remember the name of the other firm, but a metals analyst who brought out, I think this forecast came out on the 13th, I discussed it back then briefly, talking about gold going down to 1050 this year against its current price today of $1,293. Now, that had weighed on sentiment a little bit, raised a few cynical eyebrows, not least behind my desk. But interesting action, because gold dropped down this morning, mostly in the pre-market activity, down to $1,268.67. So that was down a good $13, $14 at least. But it closed up $8.83, currently 8.86, still trading. And that's taken it up to 1,292.76, well, nearly 1,293. Now, silver, similarly, silver had fallen down below $19. There are a number of previous lows in that $19 region. It got down to $18.93 very quickly and then just shot upwards. Pushed up all the way up to 19.91, so almost a dollar, 98 cents range between the high and the low in here today, and currently trading after hours at 19.65 for a reasonable gain. It's the first time silver has been able to get above that 19. Dollars and 50 cents in the last few weeks. And if you look at it on a JIP chart, as I did, seeing the intraday trades, that they're, you know, the speed with which some of these moves have occurred suggests to me, at any rate, high frequency trading shenanigans. And the end result for both gold and silver was that, in addition to the prices that I quoted to you, was that we had upside key day reversals following the recent selling pressure. Now, one of the reasons for that were the increased tensions on the Russian-Ukraine border here. So there's a troop buildup, a big troop buildup taking place there. And you know, that so-called Geneva Accord last week, well, that didn't last long, did it? No surprises there. And some of these markets are now finally beginning to reflect these tensions once again. In addition to the gold and silver that I mentioned, palladium dropped down early this morning to $778. But is again trading after hours up almost $16 at 1801.75, and rounded out here, platinum got down to 1387, but is currently at 1414, up $10 in here today. So a bit of volatility here in some of these commodity markets. Wheat also stronger. The wheat, corn, and soybeans have been pretty firm all year, as you know. They've been recovering from oversold levels, and there have been big crop concerns. But this wheat was up here again today. Up 12.5 cents, and there's understandable concerns over Ukraine's rather large wheat crop, and that would potentially be in jeopardy if that tension increases, if the fighting increases and spreads from the immediate border area. Now, hopefully not, but it's certainly a real risk to consider. And anything else in here? In the currencies, U.S. dollar, well, I've already mentioned the yen, which is a little firmer against the dollar. Dollar soft generally. On the dollar index against the European currencies, it's 79.76. Now, remember, that 79 level is an area of prior support going back a good many months. And previously, when it's been tested, it's bounced quite quickly and usually with clear upward dynamics. But that's not happening here this time. I think the dollar is a little undervalued, as I've said generally, but currency can stay undervalued or overvalued for a very long time, as we know, and I'm sure that Janet Yellen will not be losing any sleep over a soft U.S. dollar here. And anything else of note? I think those are the pretty much the the highlights in here today. Oh, yes, I should mention CNY, the Chinese renminbi, that weakened once again. It's slipped to 6.25 renminbi against the US dollar. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. Owen will be back tomorrow.